We got another mini bonus episode for you. I was on the Anthony Cumia show, the great Anthony Cumia with Dave Landau and, of course, E-Rock. I was on their show this past Thursday, and that's behind a paywall, so probably a lot of people haven't heard it. This is behind a paywall, so I feel like it's okay to just do this without permission. Maybe I'll get in trouble. I doubt it. I don't think Anthony can get me in trouble. What am I talking about? I should write a script before I do these things, because otherwise I just babble. Anyway, this is my appearance on the Anthony Cumia show from last week. Whatever week this is, the week before that. Is that helpful to anyone? All right, I hope you enjoy it. We play some Opie clips. We play some Stuttering John clips. And it's just generally a good time and kind of a WATP mini episode. Check it out.
We have a guest, of course, from Who Are These Podcasts, which we adore. Hi, Carl. He's going through things. Let's say, it's all what is going on?
Check 1-2.
There you are.
Oh, there we
are.
What
was it?
Hey.
Whose fault?
It's got to be on me. Yeah. I was changing shit, so it's got to be on me.
Okay. Well, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Very good.
Great to see you. Good.
Very good. I keep tabs on your shows. They're very funny, very insightful. What you do is you listen to people's programs, and then you pretty much rip them apart. But it is on occasion you do give people a pretty good review of their programs, which is nice.
I think we've actually helped a lot of people. I've had people tell me that they're a better podcaster after we've reviewed their show, because we do point out things that they could probably tighten up a little bit.
You're like a podcast consulting firm.
A little bit. Right. Yeah, we don't get paid for it.
Just but. Without any like niceness or bedside manner.
Right. Pretty much.
It's brutal.
There will be a job available.
Oh, it will be. Yeah. They have to figure out a way to get all the shitheads that were in radio, the useless fuckwads that were in radio, over to podcasting to really screw that burgeoning or industry.
Rumbling is the word you're
rumbling
looking for.
Rumbling is what I want. Yeah. Bludgeoning industry. Yeah. Well, two subjects that you hit on a lot,
yes,
of course, are Stuttering John Melendez, which is just a bounty of material. When he does his podcast.
Dude, Stuttering John has switched. He's no longer doing comedy. It's all political talk. He does three shows a week, and he's now doing about 7 hours a week of crazy left-wing political talk.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a lot of competition, the entire mainstream media.
Right.
So good luck.
He has people on who are batshit crazy and wildly ill-informed, and he just lets them talk. Unlistenable.
Now, doesn't that kind of sound like something that would be interesting? But then when you put Stuttering John at the helm of that, somehow he'll fuck it up.
Guys, I actually brought clips if you want to get into it. I'd love to play for you what John is up to. It is atrocious.
I would love to hear a little bit of Stuttering John
Melendez.
Let's
take a look, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. Well, if you want to start off with it, I sent over a clip that recaps him on Morning with Bill Schultz.
Oh, he was on the show this morning, right? Today. It's Bill Schultz's birthday, too.
Is.
So happy birthday to our own Bill Schultz here at Compound Media.
John was on today?
He was on Tuesday.
Oh, was it Tuesday? Oh, yeah. See, I'm a day, 2 days behind.
I don't know what day it is.
I don't know. I'm too busy looking at real world problems. There's a peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, and the left-wing media is trying to shit on it. It's just amazing.
It's
Trump actually announces a peace deal that he brokered between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. And they shit on it. Like,
No. You mean a treaty to normalize relations.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a peace deal.
Oh, it's a treaty to normalize relations. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Now I know why they're shitting on it.
That sounds...
They're not just sucking each other's dicks, the presidents.
Instead of calling it a peace treaty, which it is, that's the new name, like the New York Times is calling it. So it doesn't look as good as
like
it really
it's a peace
is.
Treaty. Yeah. Oh, they are just scumbags.
What the fuck is wrong with
scumbags?
Everyone?
All right. Well, more importantly than Mitty's piece is Stuttering John Melendez.
Interesting.
I hate to cut you off, but you know.
That's from a 10-minute interview. I was able to cut that out.
Holy shit.
10 minutes of Bill Shuss. This guy, he thinks he's a broadcaster. He thinks he's a professional broadcaster.
You know, I learned it the feet of Howard's the big Jew.
All right, let's get into this political talk that he's doing.
Oh,
because
please.
It's insane. The guy is not a smart. He's not a smart man.
No.
You should not be trying to do a political show, and I have evidence of this.
Oh, I want to hear it so bad.
Let's start off with number four. He asks his guest a question about an article that neither of them have read.
Oh, good. We got to prepare.
Oh, is that
No. Getting back to the post office, do you know what they're trying to do to the states? They have to pay some extra money to have the mail delivered on time.
Oh, my God.
I glanced at the article, but I didn't read it in full.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that that was a specific article you wanted me to talk about. Yeah, there is.
No. I just want because I saw it somewhere.
The guy's going through his Twitter and just going.
I saw it somewhere. He doesn't even know. They want the states to pay for something about delivering the mail. I didn't read it. I saw it somewhere.
I read a headline something.
It's, you know, for how much I rag on liberal journalists and podcasters, this just goes above and beyond anything, because it's not only insane liberal ideology, it's delivered by a complete blithering idiot.
Oh, my gosh. Anthony, I have the best example of what you just said. You guys have to listen to number 13. This is the great. When I heard this yesterday, I couldn't believe he said it.
I just love when you guys
hopping up and down concerned about touchscreen voting machines and the possibility of fraudulent flips and deletions on these down ballot races, and that no one will notice it, and it will screw the Democratic Party with gerrymandering.
Who was the guy's name?
Wait, Jerry, who? I'm writing this down.
Come on. No fucking way.
Just doing a political show.
He's not listening, and he doesn't know politics.
Gerrymandering. I know that guy. He was on Stern's show back in the 80s.
He ate oranges.
Gerrymandering. Mandarin orange. Yeah, gerrymandering, the Chinese guy.
Yeah, I know him.
Wow. That is hilariously imbecilic. But that's John. I one of the other things I love what you do with Stuttering John is John will constantly bring up his past glories.
That's glory days.
He loves bringing up, his past glories. Like someone will be talking about acting, and he brings up the fact that he was in a junior high school play, and the drama teacher said he did a great job. So he'll, like, I swear to you, if Laurence Olivier came back from the dead, got on his show, and was talking about acting, John would bring up, let me tell you about junior high, and then you guys play Bruce's glory days, and it comes out of nowhere, because you'll just hear John like, and then I was glory days, and fucking floors me every time, dude. So goddamn funny. Your clips are great.
Thank you, buddy. I mean, I learned from the best, obviously, the great Sam Roberts, who used to do this.
Yes. The clips are great. And also, of course, Greg Opie Hughes is always on the show, featured on the show. And I love it because I don't listen to Opie anymore, but I'm curious as to what's going on in the Opster's life. So where can I go to get an unbelievably honest assessment of what Greg is doing? Greg's Twitter? No. He'll tell you he's got millions of downloads on any given minute. You go to Who Are These Podcasts, and you get the breakdown of exactly what's going on in Greg's life. And the whole thing starts with one of the greatest Brother Man songs. Now, you told me that was actually his?
Anthony sent me a note. He's like, did you guys put that together? No, that was when he was on Westwood One. Oh. Whoever was producing that show actually put that song together with him. Brother Man, Brother Man.
Dude, whenever like, you go, we're going to see what's going on with Greg OBU's. Brother Man, Brother Man. And the song comes on. I get fucking pumped up and energized to hear what's going to happen with the Gregster.
What is it?
It's just a song they put together where someone's going, Brother Man, Brother Man, Brother Man, Brother Man. It's awesome.
The old Rage Against the Machine song you used to have on O&A.
Right.
But remember, he's over O&A. He's past that.
He's moved on. I don't even think about that anymore. And then everything he does to set up for his show and sound clips and references are all O&A. And now he's literally playing Opie and Anthony shows as his podcast.
Yes. Have you brought that up on the show yet? I saw you tweet about that.
We brought it up quickly that, he decided people want O&A, so he'll just play Opie and Anthony shows, entire shows on his show.
Do either of you technically own that?
No. CBS owns our shit.
He has permission for that. How and SiriusXM.
Yeah. Viacom CBS owns our shit from NEW and K-Rock, and SiriusXM owns our shit from SiriusXM. So, we don't own anything.
He's ripping it from YouTube and then putting it on as his show. And I got to tell you, it's so funny because at least he's not putting sponsors around it. I think that'd be kind of fucked up. But on a recent one where you had the Steve the Whistler, he put that out as a podcast. It's over 34 minutes long. So he's just putting out your content as his. But he says in the description, help keep the podcast free by buying some merch at opradio.com. Do it. Don't make me go to Patreon. I would love if this guy went to Patreon.
Oh, no, because everyone sees.
Because then you would know how many people actually want to pay for this shit.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
guessing it's single digits, possibly double.
The Patreon. I got to assume, me and Opie made a bank. Yeah. But I think he's probably wondering where you're replacing the money that you're using on a daily basis. I don't know. I don't know his finances. He might have done very well investing and things like that. But, I know Opie personally, and he's probably still got his communion money somewhere. So he's never one that splurged and took care of people.
That's true. Can I get you caught up on a little Opie?
Oh, please do. Lately? Yes, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, so what this guy is doing, because now he's out in the Hamptons, he's not in New York anymore. And what he used to do was go to bars and restaurants and hang out with his buddies like Vic Henley and Carl Ruiz.
Oh, a bananum.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
And he used to just talk into a Zoom recorder in a crowded bar and put that out as a podcast. Well, now he's secluded with his family, has no friends, and no one to talk to. So what he does is he goes on YouTube Live and he just reads the live chat and answers people's questions in real time.
Yeah.
The terrible show format, especially for him because he's so sensitive.
He's sensitive at everything. I can understand, like, if you're being shit on and you're reading it and laughing along or firing some zingers back at the people. But the truth is, he's so oversensitive about everything that it turns into just him going, oh, really, Mike from fucking Seaford? Really?
Oh, I got an example. Play track two. Someone brings up Chip Chipperson, and he gets triggered hard.
Oh, he does not like
Chip. Chip is greater than Opie. Dude, I don't have any connection to the old days. Like, why are you doing that to yourself?
To yourself?
Why the fuck would you do that to yourself? The O&A show ended 6 years ago. It's kind of creepy that you're so obsessed. And if you like Chip over me, my God,
you're
brain injured. You need to be rescued. Fucking idiot.
And then the nervous titter at the end. Hi, voice Opie. So you guys have pointed this out.
Oh, yeah.
I've often commented how insane it is that you know Opie as well as I do. You get every little idiosyncrasy, every little problem he has, his frustrations, his insecurities, his crutches, you know them all. And hi, voice Opie, what are you doing to yourself? Why would you do that? That's very insecure, very oversensitive Opie.
So he just brought up that he doesn't even care about it. He doesn't even think about Chip, and that's your problem. He's detached from that. If you play my track three, he continues to go on about how unbothered he is by this person bringing up Chip Chipperson. Just brought him up in
a comment. What do you want from me? What is supposed to happen? Like, I'm supposed to get really mad because Chip, you like Chip better than me? Why would I care about that? I'm hanging out with a lot of really cool people at one of my three houses, and I'm supposed to be bothered because you're saying Chip is greater than Opie? What are you fucking nuts?
Oh, you never want to really brag about what you have like that. Three houses. So he's got the Hamptons one, the New York City apartment. Where's the other one? Probably Philly, right? Probably got one in Philly.
Yeah, I didn't know about that either.
Yeah.
That's when you know somebody is taking having a huge problem with what people are saying in the chat. How many houses do you have? I have three houses. Like,
I don't understand the show. Does he just go to the chats?
Yes. That's what he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just confused.
It's like hysterical. Three houses. Oh, yeah. You don't want to be like that. Really? I suck? Well, look at my car.
But also, the crazy part is that the reason why he has all that money is because of Anthony Cumia and Jim Norton, two people that he now hates. It's like, that's not a good look, buddy.
And our respective crews that we've had over the course of the years at these different locations, that none of them talk to Opie. It's astounding to me that none of these people have kept any contact with Craig Opie Hughes.
Also, I've noticed, because he no longer has people prepping for him anymore, that he is a terrible broadcaster.
Oh, he's awful.
If people don't tell him what to talk about and how to talk about it, he has no idea what he's doing.
And, Tab, he needs not only the prepared material, but he needs someone to start the ball rolling. Like get an angle on the material so then he could go, oh, and this and that. He cannot just sit with material and go, hi, folks, here's what we're talking about. It's stunning how little he's learned over the years in broadcasting. Of course, E-Rock knows Opie. Opie, one of E-Rock's heroes from the old days.
That list was incomplete.
Oh, okay. So, E-Rock, yes, sir.
So, remember, it became an ongoing gag, but remember you used to get mad at me because I would play music or audio going into the second segment to lead you into a discussion of something.
Yes.
And then he's like, why are we playing that? Oh, really? We have to do that. It's like, well, you weren't going to talk about it, so I would just play the music or whatever news clip leading into it to get you moving into the next stuff. Because the first hour was just you yelling about politics or the drive-in or somebody's video game on their phone was crashing or Jimmy couldn't sleep but he was eating pretzels. Like anything, all that weird stuff was the first hour. I was like, all right, that's just feeling it out. Second segment, we reboot. We start getting into what we have prepared.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we would lead you into stuff, and that always seemed to be in some sort of an issue.
He didn't like that, but he needed all the help he could get as far as setting up what was being talked about. And you could tell on his Twitter, he tries to make it seem like he's so deep that he sees through everything. Like, politics, dude, they're all just bad, man. And Trump, oh, fuck him. Biden, fuck him. Like, everything is bad because he's so smart. But the truth of the matter is, he's so dumb and ignorant when it comes to everything that he can't even muster up an opinion by himself. Personally, he can't say, I like this and I don't like that, because he's incapable of telling people why he either likes something or doesn't like something. So we'll just go, it's all bullshit, man. And that's like, it's the biggest, cheapest cop-out, and it's definitely what you don't do as a broadcaster. You better have a fucking opinion on something. Oh, you gotta have a fucking opinion.
Anthony, he just learned a new word he was talking about on a recent podcast. He goes, I just learned about the word centrist. I think I'm a centrist.
Oh, and he goes, first of all, pathetic. Secondly, you're not. You're an idiot, sis. You're an imbecile, cyst.
This is democratic, really.
Oh, he likes to say, dude, I'm not a liberal. He is such a, and he doesn't even know it. Like, that's the thing. He doesn't even know he's a liberal. And I don't even think he is, but he boggles the mind when it comes to trying to figure things out until you just put the tag idiot on him. Then you go, oh, he's an idiot. I get it now. I don't have to figure it out. He's an idiot.
Another thing he did recently is he started using this platform called Swell. Are you guys familiar with Swell?
Yeah, Swell. You can grab people's answers to various questions that are out there, and you don't even have to have had asked the question, which that's what Greggie does.
What?
It's so sad. I heard you guys do this on the show. Me and Missy were roaring laughing. Hilarious. Do you have an example of this?
I don't have one with me today, but what he did is he put out on this platform, social media platform, and it's for people who want to be on podcasts but don't know how to do it, which is crazy. So you could put out a question, and then you put hashtags on it. So you put hashtag Trump, hashtag whatever. And then people would record their voice answering his question. They don't even know who Opie is. The one lady pronounces it Opie.
Opie.
She's like, I got an answer for you, Opie.
Opie.
They don't know who he is. And he's playing these clips on the show. He used to be on a national show with A-list celebrities coming on. And now he's playing random Indian women who have never heard of him answer a question about Trump. He's fallen so far.
So you could put out questions on there and people will answer it. Not like, Opie has asked a question. It's just, I'll answer this question. And then you could harvest them up and play them on your show. Like you would go, hey, well, Beth, what do you think about this? Well, Opie, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
it's so bad.
You know what? We really should use it and just ask some really abominable stuff and see what comes up.
What's it called? Grab?
Swell.
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 I'm sure Opie will be swell. He'll be real. He'll be on reels from Instagram now and TikTok. He always thought he was at the cutting edge of everything. He got mad. This is God's honest truth. He got mad at me and Jimmy because we signed on to Twitter. And he was like, dude, Twitter was my kind of thing. Like, he thought he signed on to Twitter and he was getting a response from people. And when me and Jimmy signed on, he was mad because that was his thing. In hindsight, I wish I had listened and never signed up.
A good idea.
Hey, Ant, I do have one more clip that I want to play.
Sure, please.
Because you just heard him say, when the guy brought up Chip, you just heard him say, I'm way past that. I don't even care about owning him 6 years ago.
6 years.
Even though he's putting out full episodes of this podcast. This is him. Talk about glory days. Track one is him reliving a past glorified moment on O&A.
Oh.
I remember Kristen Bell called the radio show to promote a movie. And we were in the middle of just a really, really good radio show. This was when we were at Sirius XM. So I just quickly asked her if she was, excited about the movie or whatever. And then I quickly went, okay, great, and hung up on her. The interview was literally 10 seconds long. And it got one of the biggest laughs ever on the radio show. And we had a live studio audience. Everyone enjoyed the hell out of that.
Oh, my God, how embarrassing.
And then Anthony, right after that, he actually pulled the clip and then played the actual audio of what he just described. It's like, you described it fine, dude. We get it. You had one funny joke in a 10-year span. Congrats.
My God.
And it was literally just like hitting a button to hang up on her, which was a thing Opie had done over the course of the years. And we did enjoy when he would hang up on people. We weren't expecting it. It would be cringy and stuff. But to have to justify, because he's getting so much shit on social media about how unfunny he is and how he would interrupt me and Jimmy and just the multitude of talented comedians that had come through the show over the course of the years and just that screeching break that would happen when he would open his yap. So this is him justifying, look, I made people laugh. Yeah, you did.
What a Stuttering John moment that was.
Oh, was a glory days.
Yeah, Stuttering John will bring up jokes he told on Howard Stern in 97. Oh, yeah, this one time I made Jackie laugh. You're like, okay, whatever.
Can you fucking believe
it? How would you remember?
He just is fucking retarded. Both of them. It's my favorite segment. You do all the other ones, though, also. You go around and choose other podcasts, and it's... It's really fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, we pick out a different podcast every week. This weekend, we actually have the great Will Noonan coming
out. Ah, Will.
Yeah, Will's great.
Will's great. How did that go?
No, he's coming on this weekend. We haven't met
him. Oh, okay. He's coming on your show. Very good. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna revisit Opie because I know that Will has pretty good takes on Opie, so I'm excited about that.
Brother man. Yeah. One of the greatest strolls through Times Square ever.
Every text that we've exchanged so far has just been Brother Man all over it. He's great. By the way, can we bring up that Brother Man's not even Opie's thing? So I'm from Rochester, yeah, which is the home of Brother Wheeze. I know Brother Wheeze. It's his thing. Opie stole it.
It's the Brother Wheeze thing. So
holy
even Brother
shit.
Man, Brother
it
Man.
Is Brother Man. Because I did that when I played the comedy club there. I've done, okay.
Dude, it is. Even Brother Man isn't Brother Man's.
Oh, I didn't.
He stole his whole act from Wheeze. And Wheeze is not even that good at
radio.
Yeah,
he goes by Brother Wheeze.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my heavens.
Just fucking hilarious.
I love this segment because Dave's having no fun at all. He's just annoyed.
Yeah.
I've never seen you more pissed off.
It's hard to listen to.
I can tell.
Oh, my God.
We did an episode of WTP where E-Rock came on, and we talked about Todd Pettengill.
Oh, God, yeah.
And that show. And it was so funny. E-Rock did an amazing job. He pulled clips from his show after New Year's, even though it was still in December. So he just like banks a bunch of shows and then puts them out. He's phoning it in. It's gone now, obviously.
Totally but phoning it in.
It was so funny because you guys were about to do Jacktober and you started playing some of his show and Dave got so upset. He's like, are we really doing this? And I just remember Dave going like, it's after six. What are we doing? And I just go like, he was so fucking annoyed with the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys just do a great job on your show of that Jocktober thing. But you're a lot more clinical, absolutely hilariously funny, but you really do pick these things apart and, it's entertaining to listen to, man. And like you said,
I think if you're
planning on doing a podcast, you should listen, because there's some words of wisdom that come out of your show.
We'll make you better. Actually, speaking of Jocktober, I had an idea. Well, I shouldn't say I had an idea. Somebody suggested it to me. That this October, we're going to take over the Jocktober moniker. We're just going to do radio shows or ex-radio jocks.
Awesome.
For all of October.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, petting.
Well, definitely. Why don't you tell everybody where they could find you online, on Twitter, what have you?
For sure. So go to our website, whoarethese.com. And that's where you'll find links to all the different things that we're on with social media and our Patreon. We put out bonus episodes. I put out a bonus episode with the great Dick Masterson, who I know you've been on PKA with.
Yes.
Recently.
I love PKA and those guys. But Dick was on the show.
Dick Masterson, him and I do these crossover episodes. He has the Dick Show, and we do a crossover episode about once a month now. And that's a lot of fun. So you can get the bonus episodes. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. And all
Dick Masterson is the greatest name I've ever heard.
Oh, it's just a fan. Yeah.
It's the greatest show.
It's like Buck Sexton.
Yeah, it's just the best showbiz name I've ever heard.
Yeah,
He wrote a book called Men Are Better Than Women. I recommend you check it out.
I will.
It's great.
I didn't just realize this, but it makes me laugh. Your logo, like anybody that's thinking, oh, cool, who are these podcasts? Listen to me. It's a garbage can with headphones on. So, fantastic.
We don't have high expectations that your podcast is going to be any good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for sure.
Carl, thanks so much.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, buddy, for having me, guys.
You guys do a great job over there, and really appreciate the laughs. Thanks, man.
You do too. Thanks, guys.
Take it easy. Carl, fucking funny, man. The show is great. Missy will always come in. I'll be, you know, my usual shit, watching TV, playing video games. And she'll be like, oh, fuck, you got to hear who are these podcasts. I'm like, oh, what do they do? It's like, oh, Stuttering John, they got a clip of him. Like, okay, put it on. I got to hear this.
Yeah, he's a
brutal.
Fuck him.
Brutal. Fucking brutal. I love it, though. And then Florentine's checking in a little bit. Oh, nice. Oh. Jim Florentine.
Who are these podcasts?